Oh wow, it's so wonderful to see the church so full for this really special service. So welcome to our Key Stage 2 carol service for this year, The Peace of Christmas. It's lovely to see so many of you and so many old pupils as well. Are you feeling old, old pupils? It's really lovely to see you too. This is always such a special service because of the content and the fact that you can join in with some of the songs and the children always work so hard, as they do with all their services, to make it really, really special and to share that story of Christ's birth, which really shines through. So today we've got readings, we've got prayers, and we've got singing both to listen to and for you to join in with. And I really hope that you enjoy this wonderful service, The Peace of Christmas.
Amazing Peace, a Christmas poem by Dr. Maya Angelou. Thunder rumbles in the mountain passes, and lightning rattles the eaves of our houses. Floodwaters await us in our avenues. Snow falls upon snow to avalanche over unprotected villages. The sky slips low, grey and threatening. We question ourselves, what have we done to so affront nature? We worry, God, are you there? Are you there really? Does this covenant you made with us still hold? Into this climate of fear and apprehension, Christmas enters. Streaming lights of joy, ringing bells of hope, and singing carols of forgiveness high up in the bright air. The world is encouraged to come away from rancor, come the way of friendship. It is the glad season. Thunder ebbs to silence and lightning sleeps quietly in the corner. Floodwaters recede into memory. Snow becomes a yielding cushion to aid us as we make our way to higher ground.
Hope is born again in the faces of children. It rides on the shoulders of our aged as they walk into their sunsets. Hope spreads around the earth, brightening all things. Even hate, which crouches breeding in dark corridors. In our joy, we think we hear a whisper. At first, it is too soft, then only half heard. We listen carefully as it gathers strength. We hear a sweetness. The word is peace. It is loud now. It is louder. Louder than the explosion of bombs. We tremble at the sound. We are thrilled by its presence. It is what we have hungered for. Not just the absence of war, but true peace. A harmony of spirit. A comfort of courtesies. Security for our beloveds and their beloveds. We clap hands and welcome the peace of Christmas. We beckon this good season to wait a while with us. We, Baptist and Buddhist, Methodist and Muslim, say come, peace. Come and fill us and our world with your majesty. We, Jew and Jainist, Catholic and the Confucian, implore you to stay, so we may learn by your shimmering light how to look beyond complexion and see a community.
It is Christmas time, a halting of hate time. On this platform of peace, we can create a language to translate ourselves to ourselves and to each other. At this holy instant, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Into the great religions of the world, we jubilate the precious advent of trust. We shout with glorious tongues at the coming of hope. All the earth's tribes loosen their voices to celebrate the promise of peace. We angels and mortals, believers and non-believers, look heavenward and speak the word aloud. Peace. We look at our world and speak the word aloud. Peace. We look at each other and then into ourselves and we say without shyness, apology or hesitation, peace my brother, peace my sister, peace my soul.
Please stand to sing, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Joyful and triumphant,
There once lived in the town of Nazareth a young girl called Mary. One day, God sent Gabriel, the great angel, to give Mary some very important news.
The reading is taken from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 35. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee. The angel said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you."
Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus.
He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end."
The school will now sing Silent Night. Please join us in the second verse.
As Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, Mary knew that her baby was about to be born, but there was no room for them anywhere. All they were offered was a stable. That is where the Son of God was born.
The reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken from the entire Roman world, and everyone went to their own town to register.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
Holly Class will now sing the Christmas Calypso.
Some shepherds who were guarding their sheep near Bethlehem were startled by a great light in the sky. An angel came down and spoke to them.
The reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 16. And there were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth to peace to those on whom his favour rests."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem to see this thing that has happened, in which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Silver Birch will now sing "O Holy Night."
O Holy Night.
Meanwhile, in his great palace in Jerusalem, jealous King Herod was talking to some wise men from the east. He had heard about the baby who had been born in Bethlehem and was terrified that one day this child would seize his throne.
The reading is taken from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he called together all the people, chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written."
"But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him."
After they had heard the king, they were on their way, and the star that they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Please stand to sing Hark the Herald.
Followed the star, and it guided them to Bethlehem and the place where Jesus lay. They were overjoyed to see the star there and went straight into the stable. Out of their great store of treasures, they gave the baby three very special gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
These were very wise men, and they were not fooled by King Herod. In a dream, they were warned by God to find a different way home. After a warning from God, Mary and Joseph fled to Egypt to escape from Herod. When it was safe to do so, they returned to live in Nazareth again.
The school will now sing the Sussex Carol. Please join us on the second time around.
God, as we rush around buying, wrapping, and exchanging gifts this Christmas, we are sorry for the times we forget to say thank you for the gift of your precious Son. Forgive us, we pray.
Forgive us, we pray.
Lord Jesus, as we spend time celebrating with family and friends this Christmas, we are sorry for the times when we do not think of others and we forget to celebrate your birth. Forgive us, we pray.
Forgive us, we pray.
Holy Spirit, as we get swept up in festive parties, decorations and overindulgence, this Christmas, we are sorry for all the times we forget to forget to invite you to fill us with the true spirit of Christmas. Forgive us, we pray.
Forgive us, we pray.
A Christmas Prayer by Robert Louis Stevenson. Loving Father, help us remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men.
Close the door of hate and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clear hearts.
May the Christmas morning make us happy to be your children, and Christmas evening bring us to our bed with grateful thoughts. Forgiving and forgiven, for Jesus' sake, amen.
Amen.
I just want to thank you all very much for coming to support the school tonight at this beautiful service, this beautiful start to Christmas, when we hear children's voices, which are very, always very beautiful, very moving, very pure. So thank you all of you for leading us so beautifully in worship tonight. I want to say a few thanks to other people who have been involved in preparing different aspects of this service. Thank you to the friends who are going to provide refreshments afterwards. Thank you to Martin, our organist. But especially, I think, a huge thanks to Mrs. Kenny and to the staff who have put so much work into preparing the service, and as you know, who prepare every day for school so beautifully. And you can see the fruits of their work in the confidence and the joy of the children tonight. So shall we put our hands together for them? Absolutely. Now. So did you enjoy yourselves tonight? Yeah, that's a good answer, because we can offer you two chances to repeat it. On Christmas Eve, crib service, a popular crib service, will be at 3 o'clock as always, so do please consider coming to join us for that. And at 11 o'clock in the evening we shall have the midnight service, lovely way to tide over the actual start of Christmas Day, so please do consider coming to join us for either or both of those services. Just to say that at the end of the service, there will be a chance for you to make a donation to church funds. We are obviously a small village church, and if you feel able to do that, that would be very much appreciated. Now, will you let me give you the blessing? If you'd like to bow your heads. The light of the Christmas star to you, the warmth of home and hearth to you, the cheer and goodwill of friends to you, the hope of a childlike heart to you, the joy of a thousand angels to you, the love of the Son and God's peace to you, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all those whom you love this Christmastide and always. Amen.
Amen.
I hope you have a really wonderful Christmas, all of you. Thank you.
To say well done. Your singing, your reading, absolutely amazing. Your timing, remembering all those words, fantastic. So thank you so much for joining us for that lovely service. Well done to all of you. Please do, as Father Martin said, do stay for refreshments with the Friends of Bowley. Thank you very much to Auntie Sarah and to Mrs. Forster for doing that. It's absolutely brilliant. Please do take your children. Don't leave them behind. Children, please do not go unless you have an adult to go, and I wish you a very safe evening. So thank you very much for joining us.